Welcome to In This Case, a podcast from Hilti that goes behind the scenes at one of the most iconic brands in the world of construction. We'll talk to the people who make it all happen and ask them who, how, what if, and of course, why. Here's your host, Ali Hernandez.
Welcome back. Now that we've talked about why sustainability matters and why construction is a key part of the equation, let's talk about how Hilti tackles this challenge. When people think of sustainability, they typically think about the environment, preserving natural resources, recycling, and wasting less. That's certainly part of it. But the definition of sustainability is actually much broader. It's about finding a way to meet our own needs today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. Here is Hilti Corporate Head of Sustainability, Peter Rupp, to explain how Hilti views sustainability.
Maybe the way we define as Hilti sustainability is slightly different, maybe that the majority of other corporations do that. For sure, we address the environment pillar, and then we distinguish between people and society. So when we say we care for people, we mean the health and safety, the well-being of all individuals within our end-to-end value chain. So that starts for sure with customers, with our own employees, but also down to partners in our complete supply chain. And within construction industry in particular, but in general within such a broad value chain, there are a lot of opportunities to do better for the health and safety of people working and living within the construction industry. And then the third pillar, which is the society pillar, that's in essence everything outside of our value chain, outside of the construction industry, but addresses the needs and requirements of the communities we work and live in. So that can be our neighborhood, can be the village where we have our plants, our sales offices, our operations, but can go even beyond that, that we support underprivileged regions with different activities.
Hilti takes a holistic approach to sustainability using three key pillars: people, society, and environment. And although sustainability has always been part of Hilti's core values, we've recently cemented these values into an ambitious and measurable strategy.
When we launched our sustainability strategy beginning of 2020, we said, let's focus first and utmost on our own operations to improve and reduce the carbon footprint within our own facilities, production plants, you know, the large car fleet we have. Let's start with to cleaning up our own garden before we look outside beyond our own garden to the whole construction industry. And I think that has been the prime focus over the last 3 years, meaning we have started to convert our global car fleet. We have roughly 15,000 Hilti cars to convert them to alternative drive systems, ideally to full electric, wherever not yet possible to full hybrid vehicles. We switched completely worldwide to green electricity at the highest energy standards. So that's wherever we consume electricity within our own operations, including the car fleet, that's fully based on green electricity.
Hilti has recently switched a quarter of our global car fleet from gasoline and diesel engines to electric drives. And some US-based account managers have already gotten their hands on Hilti EVs.
I've got a 2022 Ford Lightning. So essentially it's the F-150, but it's 100% electric. And I could not have been more excited. I was super, super pumped to get that. I was waiting even just to see one, let alone drive one, and then let alone have one as my daily vehicle.
People definitely ask about it, mainly just how many miles I get or the range for it and things like that. But it definitely turns some heads, especially with the front trunk space, because I've got a couple things in there. So when I have to open that, people are like, wait, where's the engine?
When it comes to coworkers, when it comes to customers, I'm blown away at how many people want to talk about the truck and how, you know, it is kind of one of those things like, oh, maybe I am contributing. And I know it sounds cheesy, but Have I probably started putting more things into my recycle bin since I've had it? Yeah. You know, it's just one little thing to help me be a little bit more aware.
We have launched a number of smaller initiatives, also many of them actually triggered by the employees, you know, ideas which in some also contribute quite a way to our CO2 reductions. So that's on the CO2 side, but maybe I add also the other very important topic on the environment pillar, which is circularity. More than 90% of our worldwide economy is based on take, make, waste.
You just heard Peter use an important phrase, take, make, waste. That's a shorthand for the way that most goods are produced.
It's basically a linear economy. And less than 10%, whatever is produced and extracted on this planet day by day, at end of life, ends either in landfills or is somewhere lost to the environment. And that's another huge opportunity.
The alternative to a linear economy is a circular economy. A circular approach moves away from the assumption that all material inputs on a product need to come from raw sources, and instead considers how we can tap into material from products that are nearing the end of their life cycle, minimizing the amount of waste. We will dive deeper into circularity in a future episode in this season.
We at Hilti, we are currently at roughly 30%. So 30% of all the materials stay in the circle, but still 70% are on a linear approach. And thanks, I would say, to our fleet management model and also our direct sales approach, we have a lot of opportunities to improve our circularity score with our products and solutions.
Hilti's ownership and transparency into the entire production cycle of products, from design to decomposition, is what gives us greater opportunities to make the remaining 70% of linear production circular. Fleet management, in which customers lease and return tools as needed, as opposed to buying and discarding them at the end of their life cycle, is a prime example of a circular business model. Along with transitions to a circular offering and production methods through the reuse of materials, Hilti is also quite literally building circularity into our business. In fact, Hilti recently launched a pilot store in the Netherlands based on the principle of circularity.
So just to give you maybe a feeling what we are talking about, you know, this is a store. It's about, I would say, 2,000 square feet size, where we display our products. Customer can come in, professionals, and check and test the tools. It's a very light, literally light store where with a lot of wood. So we replaced, let's say, concrete and steel wherever we could by wood. And with improved insulation on the walls, on the roof, substantially improve this value. So we save literally energy, and that's actually the very best way to reduce the energy consumption. And then we replaced a gas heating by a heating pump. So we are not using any fossil energy sources anymore to heat or cool the building. So this circular thinking, you know, we applied it very much, but we are also planning now, we have globally around 500 Hilti store to give this guidance, like playbooks, how we can refurbish again in a meaningful way our existing other 500 Hilti stores.
As you just heard from Peter, Hilti has made significant progress in implementing global strategies to reduce emissions and improve circularity. And now that we have plans in place to meet our own sustainability goals, those efforts are extending to customers with the goal of becoming their best partner for sustainability. Here's Sustainability Manager for North America, Rush Nathan, who you may remember from our last episode.
So there's a number of ways that we can really help our customers when it comes to decarbonization and with circularity. And, you know, first of all, what's unique about Hilti is our direct sales force, right? And the ability to connect with customers and truly understand their goals. And then these conversations help us match what we can offer today, but also allows us to brainstorm ideas together and come up with innovative solutions together with our customers. And when we talk about solutions that we have today, there's already many solutions we've been offering for years now, and the focus has largely been on productivity and safety. But now we're able to start offering more transparency to our customers, and that's one of the first key areas that we can support them. So in order to manage the impact, they first need to be able to measure the impact.
Measuring impact can be challenging for many organizations, but it is crucial in determining a company's ESG, or environment, society, and governance score. As Peter may nod to, Hilti's unique business model, in which we own everything from production to distribution, enables us to give customers more transparency into how the tools they use on their job sites and the materials they are putting in their buildings are contributing to their ESG scores.
We're investing heavily in bringing transparency off, for example, the carbon footprint of our products. And we are increasingly rolling out third-party certifications like EPDs or environmental product declarations across our portfolios. So once we help our customers measure the impact, we're also able to partner with them to actively then lower those environmental impacts.
And the ways we partner with them are in the form of existing solutions, like our fleet management offering, but also new, more sustainable building initiatives, like prefabrication and digital design.
When we're working on the challenge of bringing sustainable solutions to the market while keeping costs down, while keeping productivity high, it really forces us to challenge ourselves and to innovate. And when we do that, we're able to unlock new growth opportunities, new business models, and that really helps us stand out from our competition and support our customers better. So we recently partnered with a large pharmaceutical company, and we understood from them that they were trying to lower their waste that's generated in the company. And a large part of that waste comes from new construction when they're building new labs or offices. So they're really trying to reduce their waste. They're also trying to reduce their carbon footprint. So we partnered with them, we leveraged BIM, we leveraged Hilti's entire team of project managers, of engineers, and we worked on a solution leveraging our modular supports, and we were able to reduce the carbon footprint by 120 metric tons, and we were able to cut the waste down in that application by 50%. So that's one example of how we've supported customers in reaching their goals.
Companies within construction know they can't reach their sustainability goals alone. The value chain involves many stakeholders, all dependent upon one another. That is why Hilti and others within the industry are collaborating to reach ambitious sustainability targets.
We just, end of last year, committed to the Science-Based Target Initiative, which is a huge commitment to become net zero, latest by 2050. And this goal, for instance, and many other things we talked about now in this podcast, can only be achieved in collaboration. It's no other way. You know, we talk about huge challenges. I mean, to reduce these human-made carbon emissions to zero, that which is definitely and urgently needed, can't be done by working within your own walls, within your own territory. You know, we need to out-innovate beyond what we can imagine today. You need to collaborate within the complete value chain, and now in construction industry, to make really literally a sustainable difference to the environment and also to the society. What a wonderful purpose to work on a more sustainable world.
This is the second episode in our sustainability podcast series. Thanks for listening. In the next episode, we will dig deeper into the topic of CO2 emissions, how they are classified, and how people throughout the value chain are working to minimize their carbon footprint. That's next time on In This Case.